A Michigan congresswoman is taking aim at stores she claims abruptly change prices, depending on who's shopping. Rashida Tlaib says big stores do more than use data to decide what coupons to send customers. She alleges they consult security cameras and personal profiles and then adjust the cost of a given product. The Detroit Democrat tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter she's introducing a bill to stop what she calls surveillance pricing.
These big grocery stores like Target, Walmart, are using surveillance of the way we shop, our ethnic backgrounds, our income, creating personal profiles on us. So it would prevent and prohibit them using pricing around these characteristics about yourself, your shopping patterns, and so forth to fix the price, especially when they are primarily looking at whether or not you could afford a price hike. And so it banned electronic shelving, shelf labels in large stores where they can automatically change the price. The heat wave, they want to go ahead and price gouge and fix the prices and increase the cost of water. Or maybe they know this is a product you have to buy. You buy it every single time and they're increasing the cost because they know, hey, you got to, you know, a raise at work. Again, a lot of this is personal data and personal information that should not be used in deciding what the price is. And everyone should be charged the same, no matter their background, the color of their skin, their income, their ethnic background, where they shop and things of that nature. And so we're trying to prohibit this.
Well, companies use so much data now to have an algorithm to send offers or other things that they target to customers. In your view, how can the government enforce or ensure that they're not using that data to charge the different prices for different people?
Yeah, right now there's no enforcement arm. So the bill establishes an enforcement arm within the Federal Trade Commission to hold corporations accountable. While our neighbors are struggling, many, many have seen up to 28% increasing price of groceries to be able to feed their family. I mean, these corporate grocery chains are feeding customer data into algorithms and using big tech to decide whether or not they're going to charge us more. And that should be illegal. This bill makes it illegal. And it pushes, again, the Federal Trade Commission to do enforcement in regards to, again, preventing these price hikes based on, I believe, discriminatory practices and violating people's privacy. Companies should not be allowed to use any of this information, including electronic labeling or personal, again, information to charge you higher prices.
Now, the companies will argue that they're doing this because it's what customers want. You know, if you've always bought a certain kind of bread, we're going to send you all these bread offers. So again, are you able to do something that would stop price gouging while they would still continue sending you the offers they think you're going to want to buy?
Do not believe these big corporations and saying, oh, this is going to prevent them sending you the coupons. They want you in the stores. They just want to be able to squeeze more money out of you. They send you the coupons because they know these are the items you buy. They're going to use electronic labeling and the use of their apps, facial recognition, to increase cost on you. Again, much of it's going to be done without your knowledge. It's about how far they can go in charging you and knowing that you can afford it because they looked up and created a profile and you saying, well, this is how much they make. This is an item they need because maybe this is an item, personal hygiene item that they require to use, whatever it is. No one's gender, no color of their skin, their income, or the location that they're at. All of that information should not be used in fixing the price. This all started when the head of Pepsi Cola was interviewed, and knowing that the prices went up during the pandemic, in the heart of the pandemic, groceries just skyrocketed. And even after that, people thought it would stabilize and the prices would go down. In his comments, he said, well, no, we're not going to decrease prices. The people are already getting used to it. And so for much of my residents and families, that's what they want us to push out against, is this increased cost when it's not needed. Fair prices, not based on any of these personal information and data.
If it's not some kind of an antitrust thing or something, can Congress or the government, can they actually have an effect on pricing that companies would do?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw this with the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. CFPB did this with the big banks when we watched how they built their business plans based on junk fees, right? We saw how Delta was charging more prices, family units regarding seats. All of that to say, you saw CFPB, which unfortunately is under attack by the Trump administration, go after student loan servicers, go after a number of these companies. They set up their business plan to be profit driven without protecting consumers. And so consumer protection laws are in place for different kinds of, again, price fixes and increases, but there's no prohibiting using surveillance pricing to jack up prices. And that's where our bill comes into effect in trying to give some sort of enforcement under the Federal Trade Commission to push back against those practices.
Congress has battled repeatedly this year in particular about budgetary items and spending or cuts demanded by the Trump administration. In this kind of a climate, are you concerned whether your proposal can make it through that partisan maze?
I think that there's so many residents across the country that they see price fixing and gouging and increases on their families, no matter if they're Republican, Democrat. They don't see this as a partisan issue. And I'm hoping when they see that this is happening, that especially in the invasion of privacy, the fact that, again, technology has been used in a way to hurt families, I really believe they're going to reach out to their members of Congress and ask them to support something like this and to push back against others that have already been under fire for increasing costs when there's heat waves and when there's desperation among the community that they're in. So I think that there is going to be a big, very nonpartisan way of approaching this issue around price fixing and gouging and using technology for hurting families, that's something that's not going to be seen outside of Congress based on party affiliation. It's already a struggle for many of our families to get fresh foods. You know, the basic grocery store trip should not be something where they're going to get scammed. And that's what we're trying to prevent here.